Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back. It's the podcast that you missed so much. We're finally back. So you can wipe the snot from your noses and the tears from your eyes. That's right. We're back with an all-new episode of Super Megacast. There you go.
Yay! Good.
I'm Matt Watson, and this is
Ryan McGee.
Yeah, but we're back. You know, it's been like 2 months now since we've done one of these?
Yeah, we thought that we put this show to bed.
Yeah, we thought we tucked it in for its last little nap, and then
the talking show came, and oh, what a mysterious last that was.
Yeah, we were just experimenting around with that. If you watch the update video we released yesterday, you'll see that our thoughts on the talking show and why we canceled it. But I don't know, it was just, we had a good time doing it, just experimenting around with something new. But, you know, we decided to come back to this podcast because after a while, we were like, our love, it's gone.
And we realized that that set and the three camera kind of setup, that could be utilized for something that we've been wanting to do for a long time.
Yeah.
So
something way better. Like yes. Something like that set could be used for something much more deserving than something. Because we wanted to bring back our podcast and then also have the talking show. But then we realized, like, well, wait, what's the difference? They're the same, just
it would
one
be
with
just
camera.
Different conversations. But see, like, at least with the Let's Plays, even though you can kind of say it's a podcast, but like you get our reaction with games, we get to have fun playing games, blah blah
yeah.
blah. And the podcast is more of like a chill setting where we can talk, and so was the talking show.
But it became more of a show than a podcast, and we're like, well, let's bring back the podcast, and now it's this weird thing. So also, it just, you know, we didn't have the branding down or anything, and it was like 6 episodes in, and we had already changed the way it looked like 3 times, so we just decided, you know what, a lot of people say that they miss Super Megacast, they miss the music,
and we miss it.
We did too. After a while, like, we didn't, neither of us wanted to say it, because that'd be like, hey, remember this thing we just started?
Hey, we fucked up in starting this thing that isn't as fun as the other thing that
yeah,
we canceled.
I have more fun doing this, but
oh, yeah.
One day, we were just kind of like, Ryan, do you kind of miss Super Megacast? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, let's...
Yeah.
And that pushed the ball forward into bringing this bad boy back. But we're very happy to be back. We, you know, it's one of those things where you don't realize you got it until it's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I feel good sitting here on the couch again with you, recording episode 32. And we hope, we want to be doing this by episode 92. So
or 102.
Or
I really want to get to at least, like, 100 episodes.
Oh, I think without a doubt, because now we're honing in on what we want the channel to be, like exactly how we want it. So we've been putting a lot more effort, making like new sorts of shit and thumbnail designs and series So there are some changes in regards to gaming stuff, as we also discussed in our update video that came out yesterday.
Yeah,
you can go watch that.
Yeah, the gaming stuff is kind of... So we set it up now so that Matt will choose a game and I'll choose a game. And like a game that we played in our childhood or that we've wanted to play for a long time, but we just never got to it. It's just games that we like. And so we each get to play a game that we like on the channel at the same time. Mm-hmm. And those series go up and we feel better about completing the series. It gives the channel a lot more of a positive feel. Sorry, I was distracted by,
Ross?
Sweet old Barry. No, it's
Barry. Oh, it's Barry.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry.
He's waving.
Hello.
What you up to, huh?
He's moving footage.
There
you have it, folks.
The classic moving footage.
Classic. That's classic moving footage Barry. Anyway, but yeah, so... from now on, we're going to be doing mainly series. Don't worry, there will still be one-offs from time to time because, you know, we kind of built our channel on that.
Just a lot more rare and special.
Yeah, exactly. For things that we think will be very fitting. So we don't oversaturate our channel with shitty Wii games that we scrape out of the bottom of a barrel at the end of the day.
Even though, you know, a lot of our great episodes come from that. Like,
oh, totally.
Like the one we did with Ding Dong.
Yeah, the Guinness Book of World Records
one. That was a great episode, but... there are also a bunch of episodes of Wii games that, like, are so forgettable. Like,
I know, because we didn't have a game to play.
No, so
and because we didn't want a series...
Just choose a shitty game instead of do the work to find a decent one to play.
Well, with the way, like, we had been uploading, if we couldn't start a new series because we hadn't finished other ones yet, and we were just like, I don't want to finish this series. Like, we still probably got to record, like, 3 or 4 sessions or neither of us are having fun.
Well, like, example, Papers, Please, for example, like... we kind of cut the tie on that one. Like, I'm not saying we'll never come back to it, but what I'm saying is we had a commitment to be like, yeah, let's keep giving them what they want. But it's like, we want to enjoy doing this. And if we're not having fun with Papers, Please, it's not going to be a good episode.
And so, if we're not having fun doing YouTube, then we're inevitably going to stop doing it.
Yeah.
So we need to have fun. And by playing games we actually enjoy and focusing only on series where, you know, our channel's a duo, 50-50, Ryan and me. So now it's like we each can be playing a game we really, really enjoy, and usually it ends up we both enjoy whatever game it is. You know, we actually just finished recording, you know, we finished Katamari Damacy, we finished Blood on the Sand. We got all that recorded, it's in the pipeline for editing right now, and so, like, we got those series done, and they're on the way.
I'm glad to say that only 2 episodes are left to export for me for Blood on the Sand. I have them all, like...
ooh.
I have them all edited and cut up. I just need to go through them, you know, a few more times.
I heard you laughing when you were editing it. Yeah, and also...
good. That's a good series. Like, all I can say is I think it'll be out. Will it be out by now? When is episode 9 coming out?
I don't know.
Let me look that up real quick. I don't care about building up hype for episode 9. Episode 9 is, like, my favorite episode of Blood on the Sand and one of my favorite episodes of
what
Superman.
What just came out? Did 7 just... no, 6, 8 just came out.
8 just came out. And so, Blood on the Sand... sorry, I'm having to scroll up. 9 comes out.
Should be
comes out today.
Oh, today.
Later today.
All right, yeah. So
sweet.
That's
okay.
Coming out later today.
Yep.
Thursday, February, whatever.
My favorite episode.
So keep your eyes out for Blood on the Sand episode 9 and go watch that whenever it comes out later. And if you haven't caught up on that yet, you got plenty of time to go watch the first 8 episodes because that's a fun series.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun recording that. Not
even
so much
it was
towards
a slog at the
dude,
end.
Dude, the end of that series coming up, that was fucking hell. But it's fun. And then Katamari Damacy, we've already recorded, I think, like 10, there's still like 10 more episodes of that to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all really fun. We had a great time recording those episodes. So if you like the Katamari Damacy series, got a good batch coming at you. And also, if you haven't watched it yet, or you're like, it doesn't look like a good game, go try it. Go try episode 1. It's fun.
This is my first experience with Katamari. I've only heard about it and seen images.
Yeah.
Like online.
I
have to say, I'm blown away. It's seriously like this feeling of when I was a kid, I wish that I picked up that box art.
You just wish
else.
That you knew about this sooner.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Go watch it. Maybe the same way.
I just don't feel like I'm going to get into it the same way. Because we've talked about this, like childhood nostalgia or like, not childhood, well, like when you're a child, things are so much more amazing.
Yeah, and you get more attached. And then it's like that nostalgia that drives you to still be connected to it a decade, 2 decades later.
Yeah. It is depressing how you don't like something. We've had that discussion before. Sorry, but
yeah, but real quick, tying it back, I guess I don't think I actually finished saying what I was saying way earlier about shitty Wii games.
Too bad.
Basically, it's like we love playing shitty Wii games. Don't get us wrong. And they've made some great episodes of ours, but when it gets to the point when it's like so many forgettable ones and we want to start series, but we already have some going that we're not enjoying, it's like, well, we can't play what we want. And then recording's not fun. And our commentary's not good.
Cause we were using recording like a day in advance sometimes.
Yeah.
So starting a whole different series, we just couldn't
keep up with all that.
Yeah.
And especially because with a channel like us where it's only one, it's only so many uploads a week. And if you have do other things like a podcast or one-offs, it's hard to finish series fast, which will be changed now because now that we have, we're doing a weekday schedule Monday through Friday, but,
we're starting to drop those double uploads.
Yeah. We're
going to
start doing double uploads. Not every day, not double uploads every day.
Yeah.
But,
every now and then you'll get a surprise.
Yeah. So that could be one day a week. That could be 3 or 4 days a week. Sometimes even you might get double uploads. So, I guess just we have all this content we're making now and we want to get through series faster and we want to give you guys more because I understand when we switch to a Monday through Friday schedule, now it's like, oh, that's two less videos a week and we don't want it to seem like we're giving you guys less content. We're doing that simply.
Then why don't you just switch to daily uploads?
Nah. Let me tell you. Every day,
come on.
It's like my iPod stuck on replay. But we just need a break somewhere in the week to relax and not have to worry about uploading a video. So actually, we're probably going to be releasing more content, about the same amount of content, if not a little more, give and take, that we were doing when we were doing a 7 days a week upload schedule. We just need somewhere in there to rest and not have to worry about, wow, what time is the video going out? Or is the thumbnail done? Is the editing done? We just need 2 days a week just so we can be like, ah.
It helps then, mentally a lot.
Yeah. And then also I feel like each week feels more special because it's like a chunk. Each week is like a chunk of videos that everyone gets. It's not just like a boring, endless stream. It's more of like a special chunk that we work harder on to make each video. Because if you're not uploading every single day of the week, then we feel like it's got to count more, you know? And also now with double uploads, so you'll still be getting, you won't be getting any less content, so don't worry about that. And we're going to be going through series faster.
So we're not going to be like 4 months into a series and on episode six.
Yeah, because Pikmin took a long time for us to beat. That was like 4.5 months or 5 months for only what, 16, 17 episodes?
Yeah, that was a little bit too much.
Yeah, so that kind of thing won't happen anymore.
I've started to do what you do, where you write down little things, little topics.
Little ideas?
Yeah.
Because we think of shit all throughout the week for the podcast. I mean, it's like we get here like to record the podcast, and it's like, hey, Ryan, 2 minutes in, got any ideas? Nope. It's like, oh, all right, cool.
Yeah. So one of the things is I was watching Lars and the Real Girl again, like
a
second viewing, like probably, what, like 2 weeks ago or so? And I started noticing something, because I watched it when I was younger.
Yeah, I did too.
And so now watching it again, I noticed that I started taking the perspective of more of like the quote unquote normal people, like the brother and the wife of Lars. Like I started taking their side more instead of like
his?
Lars. Yeah, his.
Because when I was younger, I was always on his side when I watched it.
Yeah.
And it's like the normal people seem like the bad guys in a way.
Exactly.
I never thought of that,
but
that's
like,
weird.
But now it's not even like I'm on their side and Lars is a bad person. It's just like I see where they're coming from, and I'm wondering if, like, I go back and watch other movies where, like, the kids are, like...
Or when you watched it when you were younger?
Yeah, when I watched it when I was... Or, like, someone's being, like, a rebel, or someone's, like, just being creative, and they're being put down. Like, I wonder if, like, I can catch any subtle, just kind of, like, oh, I can kind of see
the other
side.
Yeah, dude, like, if I watch Little Rascals now, I'd be like, fuck those kids. like, you know, The Sandlot, it's like, fuck, throwing baseballs around. Stop it.
Just leave the dog alone.
I know, exactly.
Who cares
about
Baby Ruth?
Stop trying to break into that man's property. But that's interesting because I guess when you're a kid, you know, you're more imaginative, and also when you're you're not as rooted in reality, or you're not as realistic about things as you are when you're an adult. So it's like that's why you took his side more when you saw it when you were younger, because you know weren't as like it wasn't as relatable to be an adult and have to deal with adult situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. It's interesting. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, Ryan.
I just thought,
Ryan, I'm gonna give you a sticker.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's a big shiny sticker, and it says, good podcast discussion.
Is there glitter?
There is a little bit of glitter.
Is it a big sticker?
It's about the size of a quarter. little circle. It says good podcast discussion. Mm-hmm. In a font that's similar to Comic Sans, but it's not. Well, you don't want it?
You said the size of a quarter?
Yeah, it's about the size of a quarter. A quarter.
Yeah. You can save it for, like, you think with someone who deserves it more or something, I guess.
All right. I guess I'll give it to myself because I'm pretty good at this podcast thing. So let me just peel it off. What? What, you want it now?
Yeah.
Oh, so now that I have the sticker that says good podcast discussion, you want it all of a sudden. You didn't want it before.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
And there's your weekly sitcom lesson.
There you go. Scene and scene. That's actually called something. That's called a dog in a manger syndrome, I think. It's like, I want to say that's what it's called, but that's when you don't want something until someone else has it.
Yeah.
Like, that's, babies have that really bad. You know, like a kid will have a ball near the kid. No, like, there'll be a ball, and, like, the kid won't play with it until he sees another kid pick it up. And then it's like, I want it! Ah! I did that all the time as a kid with Thomas trains in my preschool class.
You and Thomas trains.
I remember, like, I mean, I think I made, I don't remember if I made a kid cry or if he made me cry. No, I think it was one of my best friends, and I think I made him cry because I would not give him the one that he wanted, even though it was the same. It was like the dog in a manger thing. It's like neither of us wanted it, and then as soon as I got it, he wanted it, and I made him cry like a little fucking bitch. Yeah. He fucking deserved it.
How old was he?
At the time, I don't know, 5.
Oh, he should grow up. He'd be a little bitch at
little
that
pussy.
Point.
Well, pussy, what, you want this Thomas train? You want to play with this one?
Well, no,
sorry.
You're not going to get it.
Fuck off,
you
dude.
Can reach for it.
It's my
step
fucking
on
Thomas
him,
train.
Crush him.
I'll fucking throw you into a wood chipper, you piece of shit.
Turn his bones to dust, dude.
Gross, dude. Like Fargo up in here.
Take a time machine and just pick him up.
Yep.
Walk up a flight of steps.
Good.
And drop him off a 3-story building.
You got it. You did it. You brought it around. It's good.
There you go. But anyways, when you started talking about trains or whatever, did you ever like go to like Barnes & Noble and like, sorry. Did you ever go to Barnes & Noble and have the magnetic trains,
dude,
that you would play
those
with on
Thomas
that wooden
trains.
Set?
Those
were
Thomas
trains?
Yes.
Some of them
you
didn't
never
have,
played with those?
Some
as
of
a
them
kid?
Didn't have faces on them though.
Ah, they're fucking knockoff ones. But the Barnes & Noble that I grew up next to, in the kids section, a little corner, that it was a big wall of Thomas
and
trains.
Like a paint, like
yep.
painted
yep.
shit.
And
like
then
a
there'd be a table that'd be like a little town with the wooden train tracks with like bridges and like a windmill or a lighthouse, like a little oil station, and then like a shed for all the trains to go in with like a turntable.
I always tried to make it like as long as it, like I would see how long I could get it and then how fast I could make that go.
I did that too, and it would always go off the edge.
It would take to fall off. Yeah. But that's another moment of just maturity and like realizing you're at a different point in your life, because there was a point in your life where you would just instinctively go right to the kids section and be like, where are the books? I want to look at these cool
books.
Yeah,
when did that stop?
And then
the point? Like, what is, because you know that there was one trip to the store when
where
it was,
you started looking in other sections.
What
like
changed?
The fiction and nonfiction.
Yeah, what changed between that trip and the last trip when you went straight to the kids section? What changed in between those trips?
I don't know. It's just, I think the first book I read that was out of the kids section was, I can't remember that actually, but I'd say one of the ones that brought me out of the kids section more was probably Aragorn.
Aragorn? Oh, dude, yeah. That was too advanced for me.
I read that in middle school, and that was the first breadth of... Because, like, I would read stuff like Series of Unfortunate Events. I'd read other stuff like Harry Potter, but that's still considered, like, in the kids section.
The lower
section.
Tier.
Like, Harry Potter was in the kids section, and I know Aragorn was for the longest time, but now Aragorn is kind of, like, in just fantasy.
Dude, that book was too big for me. Like, that makes
Elvis
me sound like a stupid
big.
Shit. I was just, like, I didn't like reading that much. I still don't. Like, if I get a good book I like reading, I just don't do it ever. But I read, like, a million words a day because I work online, so it's, like, all I do is read.
I definitely read a lot more. See, like, I read through Aragorn, then I read Eldest, which is...
It's a sequel.
Yeah, and then...
It's got the little hot dragon on the front.
And then Brissinger, I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the next one.
But I started reading that at the lunch table. Was it in middle school?
Fucking nerd.
No. I was in high school at this point because it took me a while to get back into, like, I was like, I guess I'll try out Brissinger. So I started reading half of it. I'm like, oh, wow. And then one of the people at the table was like, oh, you're reading that? And then he dropped the biggest spoiler, like a spoiler equal to, no, I am your father.
What? What's that from?
Star Wars.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Yeah, fuck off. but it's like that kind of twist. And and it ruined the book. I couldn't read it afterwards because it just...
To throw it in the trash?
I was like, fuck this.
With your 20-cent chicken wings and carton milk.
But then another book... It was supposed to be a trilogy. And then fucking Christopher Paolini writes another fucking book.
Piece of
called
shit.
Inheritance. It's called Inheritance. It's called The Inheritance Series. Why do you have a book called Inheritance and The Inheritance Series? Fuck it.
I don't know, dude.
Did there need to be a fourth book? Now I feel like I've missed out on half of this series
because
of this asshole.
Because that piece of shit spoiled it for you?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I only know half the story. But, like, to me, it's, like, this big... It's thick. It's thick pages.
It's a big book, dude.
They're big fucking books,
dude. That's why I didn't
read
them. It was too advanced for me. I was reading Arthur and shit when I was in middle school.
Were you? No, you weren't.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
No, you weren't. No, you were. You picked up a big book. You picked up a big book.
Nah, dude, in ninth grade.
You picked up a big book. Fuck off. In ninth grade, you were reading. You were reading.
Like ninth grade, it'd be like silent reading time. Bust out that Berenstain Bears, dude.
Fuck off. You start reading, like, what is the train cart kids or whatever
the
they're called?
Boxcar kids.
What are they called?
I didn't fucking read those because those were too big for me.
It's just like homeless children never being able to find a home or something?
Did I fucking bust out that Junie B. Jones goes to third grade? 11th grade book reports.
Was Junie B. Jones the mean girl?
I don't remember. She's a little bitch that went to elementary school.
Junie B. Jones.
Do you remember fucking
back.
Cam Jansen or whatever?
Yeah.
She had like a photographic memory so she could solve crimes. And the Hardy Boys? I only read like two Hardy Boys books. Someone gave me a bunch of them when I was a kid. And I read like one where some man flies a plane over a barn or some shit. And then the other one had to do with a boat and I didn't finish it.
Did you have this thing at your elementary school where they would publish like short little books you could write? Like they'd have the students, they could write a book, they'd send it in and they could publish it. Like just kind of cheaply published. Like
no?
They looked bad, but it was hardcover and shit. And it was very thin.
Whoa. No,
I know.
I didn't have that.
My elementary school did that and I have one and it's back. I want to see if I can get my mom to find it and send it to me. It's called The Underwater Pyramid and it is... Like,
fuck, dude.
Think of an elementary school student trying to be dark and like kind of like, oh, this is going to make me, this is going to blow their minds. But I read back and it's like just violent. And it seems like I'd shoot a place up, like you'd read that and like this kid is going to kill somebody. He's going to go take a bomb to a
Ryan, I wake up every morning already think that. Nothing's changed. No, I used to write books when I was a kid.
You come into my room, there's writing all over my walls. The underwater pyramid.
The underwater. And like all these coordinate points and like yeah. symbols and shit and like markings. No, I
written in Lego's blood.
Jesus. My elementary school teacher, one of them, would make these little like hardcover books out of I don't know, like little pieces of leftover cardboard from the art department and some like what?
What's it's so like they give the art department their trash. Here, make some books out of this. I don't know. You can do something with it. Like it's like, ugh, this is trash.
Like the boxes that the frozen patties for like the cafeteria come in.
Did they pat your art teacher on the head and go, now go have fun with those?
No, dude. Like listen to this. I would write these books. Usually they were themed after Thomas the Tank Engine or like tugboats or some trains usually. It was always trains or spies. And
spy trains?
No, not spy
dude,
trains.
They missed out in Cars 2. If they included spy trains, you'd be all
dude,
up on that
dude, I never saw
shit.
Cars 2 because I thought it was dumb.
It was awful.
But it was
so bad. It was so bad.
You looked so like forlorn when you said that.
Because
just like,
it's awful. Can I just take a side road here real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
The reason that is because before that, Pixar could do no wrong. In my eyes, I was like, Pixar? Name one bad Pixar movie. Come on, you can't. And all of a sudden that comes out, and I start hearing reviews, and I start kind of getting the feeling like, oh, this is bad. And I'm older at this point. And so then I take me and my friends to go see, like, let's go see Cars 2, see if it's actually bad. And fucking hell, it's a straight-to-DVD movie.
It's that bad.
It's you want to watch it?
Yeah, but I dude, it can't be that bad.
Or maybe I'm remembering it worse than it is because I had high expectations because it was Pixar.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something.
No, dude,
maybe
Pixar,
that's something you and I could go back to at some point and give our thoughts.
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
In a certain something that may come out in the future, who knows?
But no, Pixar has made bad movies before that.
When before Cars 2?
Uncle Sam Nukes the Jets.
Fuck off.
Pixar made that.
Uncle Sam what?
Nukes the Japs.
Nukes the Japs.
What if they did that? Like, how shocked would you be if we go see a movie next week and we're just sitting there with, like, popcorn and the trailers start up and it's, like, this beautiful animation and then, like, a blinding, like, explosion and it's, like, Disney Pixar presents Uncle Sam Nukes the Japs.
It's just, like, straight out of World War II racist propaganda.
Yeah, but just animated by Pixar.
But, man.
That'd be amazing. For historical purposes, not for the racism. That'd be very racist. Like, and I should retract my statement saying that would be amazing.
Dude, you better watch out. The Wall Street Journal is
going to write an article about these two highly successful and funny YouTubers just said something racist. That's what they'd write about us. What are you doing? Did you just pull a huge thread out of that pillow?
It's one of those moments where you're pulling thread out and you don't realize how long it is. And then you're like,
these are designer pillows.
No, they're not.
Do you look at this shit? Do you think this... Ryan, this was probably more than your entire high school education. It's a nice fucking pillow. It's got a bunch of colors in it and different threads, and you just pulled like 6 inches of thread out of that bad boy. I'm gonna tell someone.
Speaking of threads.
Threads?
Threads.
What about threads?
What about those sick threads, dude?
Did you have something to say?
No, I was just taking you off of the pillow.
Oh, speaking of threads, no, there is something. We on Twitter, we said we started a little thread just saying like, "Hey, ask us questions."
And instigate a fight between us.
Absolutely. So now we have some questions from Twitter we've never looked at until right now, and I guess we'll pass
we'll look at our phones, let's
pick one. Okay, Christian Sinif says, "Y'all mind if I support trans rights?" You go ahead, Christian, you bad boy.
We support trans rights.
I support the rights of all, except
for pygmies.
No, sure, is that a type of person? What's a pygmy?
It's just a short little form of something.
It's a short little,
like they have
person?
Pygmy hippos.
Yeah, but are there pygmy people?
This is gonna sound horrible.
Oh, here we go.
But in my head, when I picture pygmies, yep, they're actually people. Okay, good. I was right. I thought I was so racist. At first, I'm like, when I think of pygmies, I think of, like, kind of, I can't.
Do you want to whisper to my ear? Are you scared the Wall Street Journal is going to come after you?
Pygmies.
What? All right, let's move
Wait,
on.
Wait, but pig is a member of ethnic culture whose average height is unusually short. Anthropologists define pygmy as a member of any group where adult men are on average less than... But it's saying everyone, but every picture is of
African villages.
African villages.
Yeah, I noticed that.
What? Pygmy what? Peoples, ethnic group.
Is there a group? There might be a group.
It says it's an ethnic group.
Ethnic group means that it's a group of people from Africa somewhere.
So they're just short African people?
Dude, I have no earthly idea. Let us know in the comments, everyone.
Tell us what a pygmy is and why pygmy animals exist.
Ooh, I got another good one, Ryan.
What?
It says, are you ever going to make shirts/merch/whatever?
We're really trying to. It's just hard to set up.
It's hard. It's surprisingly hard. But that is actually something that we've been talking about with our little manager man, Brent, about getting that stuff set up so we can get some shirts and maybe some pins. And we one of the big things we want to start selling is posters and prints for everyone. And if we do that, we'd love to, like, sign them all before you buy them so you can get, like, a signed poster online or something.
Yeah.
But I think we definitely want to do... The backdrop of our podcast as a poster, and then we have some other ideas based on different things, but yeah, thank you for that question.
I got another one.
Yeah,
what did you expect you'd be doing as a career at this age?
At this age,
and like, where did go back 2 years before this? I guess go back 3 years.
Okay.
For you, where did you think your life was going? Where did you think you'd be at this point?
Okay. So I was in college and my goal was I was going to minor in Japanese and then I wanted to go after college to Japan to teach English to Japanese kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was like what I wanted to do for like several years at that point. So I was really dedicated to like becoming fluent in Japanese and taking like business classes and stuff so I could maybe like work over there while I was teaching English or something. And I was really dedicated to that. And then I guess because I met my friend Jackson, I started doing YouTube again. And then next thing you know, I met some people and here I am now.
Look at you.
Yeah, real nice.
For me, it's a little more kind of like unplanned. I didn't know. Like, I guess 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I was like, that's back when Syndigo was super small.
Yeah.
So like, I thought, you know, I'd have fun with Syndigo. Daniel and I would have like this one section of just, you know, Syndigo in South Carolina, and then it would fizzle out. And he'd go on to do, like, big music shit because he was so fucking talented. And I would just start picking up freelance stuff and living in South Carolina because I never dreamed, I guess, that I would actually make it out here when I was younger. Like, being
I never imagined actually even, like, going to California for vacation because it just seemed so far away.
And it's, like, just thinking, like, they do film a lot of films in, like, North Carolina and Atlanta and stuff. So I'd probably have to move. So I would probably have moved there and try to get a job or something with that side.
You could work
at
like a call center.
Industry.
Maybe you could work at a call center and just, you know, be that person that calls houses all day.
My cousin had to do that for health insurance. He had to call people's houses.
God, that sounds awful.
He said it was because like he'd be calling people's like health insurance or whatever, and they'd be dead, and he'd be like, so basically it would be like,
hello?
Yeah, I'm just checking in on Dean's health insurance. Oh, Dean passed away last week.
Good! Hangs up.
she just goes, yeah, it was pretty good.
Finally. Let's see. This person asks, can you make talking show longer? No, because that, yep.
But we can make the super mega cast longer.
Yeah, because actually these episodes are going to be much longer now because we realize it's like from the beginning we wanted them to be about like 45 minutes to an hour and then we're like, wait, why are we making 30 minute episodes now? Fuck. So then we decided podcasts are good.
Should
if
be
they're
a
over
bit
an
longer.
Hour. Should be
more
about
near
an hour.
Hour, I guess. Got one. Who's your favorite Pokemon? Mine is Scyther.
Oh, dude, fucking. Me too, but I'll pick a different one just for the question. My second favorite. This is weird. People are gonna be like, "What? Why?" I really like Nosepass.
Nosepass.
He's always been one of my favorite. He looks like a big like. Remember in elementary school, like if you stayed after school, you'd see the janitor pushing like some big weird machine to like clean the floors.
Yeah,
that's what it was. It was pretty much one of those things.
Oh, he's
too.
Pretty cool. He's pretty cool.
Yeah,
looking.
I like him a lot. And then I like the unevolved version too, but I don't remember what it's called. Wow.
There you have it. Or I don't know. It's Scyther's tied with Red Gyarados just because I creamed my shorts so many fucking times just thinking about Rick Gyarados when I was smaller.
What a sentence.
I was smaller and my dick was smaller.
Wow, a lot of really funny questions, implying that you and I are in a relationship.
Oh, those are
That's
funny.
A good joke.
It's not like we're going to skip them and not pay them any mind.
Oh, wow. Man, some of these profile pictures, Ryan.
Okay, Matt. Here's a question for you that I think you could answer.
Yeah, lay it on me. Have we thought about playing any Zelda games? All right. So we want to do a lot more series now, as you know, and Zelda games are... I like Zelda games a lot. I'm not, like, by any means a huge Zelda fan, like, hardcore Zelda fan, and Ryan has actually never played any Zelda game.
I've never played all the way through. I've played, like, a fourth of Ocarina of Time and half of Wind Waker.
Yeah, so we have actually considered... let us know in the comments if you want to see this. One of the upcoming series, like maybe a few games from now, would be Link's Awakening for Game Boy Color. It's my favorite Zelda game. I've beaten it twice already. I think it's a fantastic game, great story, great music,
made
really
you cry
fun challenge.
Like a little bitch.
It made me cry. A Game Boy Color game made me cry when I first played it. It's got a fantastic, just everything all about it. So if you guys want to see us do that game or maybe another Zelda game, let us know what you want to see, and we would definitely be open to playing a Zelda game. So
okay. You're welcome.
There you go. That was the grossest sip I've ever taken of a drink.
No, it was pretty hot, dude.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cute is my little brother?
Let me see him.
Looks like he's got a big case of the down.
Oh my god. Can't keep that.
Please
in.
Keep that in.
I can't.
Please
keep
that in.
I can't keep that in.
Just move like instantly.
You're making fun of a kid. You know what happened to Leafy for that shit?
He doesn't actually look like he's got a case of the downs. Not at all. He doesn't look like that at all. I was just saying that. I know your brother does not look like he has a case of the downs. He's a beautiful little boy.
Would it matter if he did?
Well, yeah, because it would be different if I'm making fun of him if he looks like it. Why are you looking? Why are you giving me that look?
Out of that? Did you ever take Ding Dong to see Madea? No.
We didn't, unfortunately.
We need to rent a big bundle of Madea movies and have a Madea marathon with good old Ding Dong and Julian.
Oh god, dude, I'd fucking love that. We gotta get those boys over here. They're like some of our best friends now. They're very nice boys. And we're gonna have them on the podcast at some point. And we're going to do more series with them down the road. So if you like the four of us together, then get excited. I got a question, Ryan.
What?
It says, what would I need to do to make you guys say, yes, 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 and daddy likes again, like the good old times? Guys, we hate that saying. We, on the way over here, we were in the car, and it was just like silence. Like, we're just driving, it's nighttime, it's just kind of quiet, we're just driving, not anything being said. And Ryan just goes, God, why did we think yes, 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 daddy likes was funny?
I seriously don't know how we ever thought it was funny.
I don't either. I was watching an old video the other night, and we were saying it, and I was just like, why is it
funny? This isn't even that long ago, Matt. This isn't that long ago.
I know, it's not even a year ago. It wasn't funny.
It's so shitty and cringy and unfunny, and I hate that we did that. I think we started doing it ironically, and then we got into a rhythm of it, but fuck us.
I think we did it because we were, like, making fun of those, like, kind of, like, fans on Twitter that are like, daddy, oh yeah, like over enthusiastic, so it became like this like thing, and then it really caught on. And like when I go to so the song we used to use for the outro music, I went to the video the other day, and like every fucking comment was yes, God. Yes, yes, daddy likes.
Here's the thing, I'm not like angry about that. I'm legitimately sad. I feel bad that if the artist or anybody that's into that music goes to that video, like.
They see a wall of cringe.
Music isn't of itself a different. It's different than what we're doing. That's art. Like what they're doing. Like there's a passion involved with that. There's just so much to do. It has nothing to do with us. It's on a separate level.
And then because we used it, and like I guess people went and they spammed that fucking comment section with yes, 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 daddy likes, and like shitty memes like that. So. It, like, overshadowed that dude's song, like, his work. So when he goes and sees his video, or when other people go to check it out, it's overshadowed by, like, this cringy, like, catchphrase that we used to say. Which sucks, because, like, that makes me embarrassed, kind of, and it also makes me just feel bad for the artist, because Macross is genuinely, like, an amazing musician. Like, an amazing musical artist, and I hate that, you know, he probably thinks we're a little weird now.
The attention of that video should solely be on his music. And maybe one little thread of came here because the guys from Super Mega mentioned me. Love your stuff. Like, that is acceptable.
Yeah, that's great. But
that's,
like,
that's fine.
If I say I like a song and then, like, I go listen to it and I look in the comments and I see yes, 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 daddy likes, or like who's here because of Matt? It's like, I don't even really care who's here because of Matt. It's more of just like the kind of cringy, like, oh, goofy Let's Player sitting here.
It's taking a Let's Player joke. Like, it was a joke, a running fucking shitty gag at the time. And it's just, when you do that and put it on, I don't know, it's this thing of where you put it on art. Like, what Macross does is really cool, and I respect it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I understand the struggle of being a musician. You want your work to be known, but it's like, I don't know. I would feel shitty if I made a song and then every single comment was about some, like, goofy YouTube channel that used the music, so then it's just them throwing out their catchphrases. Because then it's like, no one's here to appreciate my music. Everyone's here to circle jerk over a catchphrase.
That comment section is not dedicated to that video, and I feel like it should. It does not matter that we brought you guys to that video, and it's cool that you, in a way, want to have this gathering of people that all like the same thing or searched up the same video and ended up in the same place, and it's very communal, and I understand that. But there's no reason to spam someone's comment section with trash that has nothing to do with their content.
Gosh, I feel like sometimes we gotta be, you know, we gotta talk to the kids and tell them, like, you know, we gotta be parents.
No, we can't, no, because then we go back to the whole thing where we're like daddies. Or...
No, fuck, I can't do anything. Because it's like, oh, you guys are my daddies.
It's like, God, Jesus Christ.
Why is that a thing? Why is daddy, like, a big thing?
I don't know.
Like,
we fucking help perpetrate it a little bit, so. That whole meme culture, I'm so out of touch with. It's just like.
And that's our fault because we're getting older, and maybe that's actually funny. Like, legitimately, maybe that is funny, and we're just. Fuck it. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep it up.
Like that Tumblr, like you tweet something and then it's just like all lowercase. No.
Like, I know.
Or like dead me. It's like, God, stop it.
It's just ugh.
Oh, anyway, guys, that's enough. We're stepping off the milk carton. Not the fucking milk
carton. The milk carton.
The soapbox. We're stepping off our soapbox. For this podcast,
get this milk off my shoes.
We got our little ranting out about our fans, which we hate so much. No, we absolutely love everyone for supporting us, watching our videos. We're talking specifically to the people that do that annoying stuff.
We know that a large portion of people aren't like that because a large portion of the people that watch the videos don't comment. And there's a ratio. There's
nothing wrong with people that do comment.
No,
we're not saying if you comment, you're bad.
It's just that there's a demographic that we're not getting. And
like, we're just not seeing them.
Yeah.
Because they don't comment and they don't. And,
so it's just to that minority, the loud minority.
Yes. It's small, the small, loud minority. We're talking to you. Please stop. Please
have respect for other people's stuff.
You are embarrassing us.
Well, more than that, just as I said, respect other people's stuff.
Absolutely.
If it's someone making music, especially. And maybe they don't care, but that's not the point. The point is, focus on the video. Maybe share some things you like about the sound. What do you like about that video? What do you like about the music?
Man, I'm here because Matt and Ryan told me to share something positive about the music.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah, but guys, seriously, like, we love our audience. We love all you guys. We're just talking to the few people that do that annoying shit. So everyone else, thank you. We love you. You're amazing. Mwah. But also when we were in the car, I just remember this. We were driving, we're at an intersection and turning right, and there was a woman turning left, like right that we went right by.
With her tiny like toy poodle.
Yeah, just sitting like stuck out the window.
Or
and I thought
the fuck that is. It's a small fucking
It was a small dog,
though.
And I just thought of how funny it would be. Well, it wouldn't be fun. Well, yeah, it'd be
it would
funny.
Be
like
funny.
Just if we just as we were driving by, we just snatched the dog
out of the window
and just put it in our car. Like, what would she do? How funny that would be.
Like, because we're not giving it back at that point.
No, we're driving the opposite direction.
No, we're keeping the dog.
Like, how shocked would you be? You're just sitting there with your dog in the car, and some dude turning next to you just reaches out and just whoop.
What if she looked out of the, like, rear view mirror, and she saw just this, like, kind of stuffed animal looking thing just flipping up in the air and then falling to the ground.
Oh, God. That's funny animal abuse.
PETA, come at me.
Oh, my God. But I don't know why I remembered that. That was just funny to me. Snatching someone's dog while they're while you drive by.
Guess who can finally drink now?
Oh, yeah, I'm 21. But anyway, we got more questions from Twitter.
Like, for example, here's a question. Do you ever play games in your downtime, or do you get kind of sick of it? I have to I don't think doing Let's Plays has made me not want to game. In fact, it's weird. That portion of time where we were just playing bad games, I purposely went out of my way to go back and play games I enjoyed. Like, I downloaded Destroy All Humans, and I think I started playing, like, Halo games and stuff that.
I played Chrono Trigger.
See? It's like, I don't know. It doesn't... You'll always enjoy video games because gaming, it's not just one single activity. Each game has its own feel. Like,
yeah,
it's a movie. You're either in the mood for a Western or a comedy or an action.
Let's say you're not in the mood for a Western, and it's like, all right, you got to sit down and watch a Western. It's like, yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, playing games we didn't want to play that we just thought would be good for the channel wasn't very fun. But now we're actually playing the games we want when we're in the mood for them, so we're so much more happy about it. How many pairs of basketball shorts does Ryan own?
I'd say over 10.
Over really?
Let me think.
You have over 10 pairs of basketball shorts?
I have maybe okay, not over 10, but at most 10 and at least 8.
Okay.
Or 7. At least 7, at most.
Wow.
10.
Awesome, dude. Very proud of you. You need a little... All right, I'm going to give you another sticker now, Ryan.
Oh.
From the same sheet as the one that said good podcast conversation. This one says good basketball shorts. All right?
Okay.
Here you go. Stick that right there.
Can you give me
just
it?
Just put it on your shirt, right on your chest.
It's not sticking too well.
No, just got to hit it.
There's lint on the back of it. It looks like it's been used before.
No, peel the lint off and then slap it on your chest.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Am I looking good?
Yeah, you look real good with that sticker.
Thank you.
Have we ever formally just said we're not gay?
Yeah, we're not gay.
Have we ever just come out and just put that rumor to rest? We're not gay?
I don't think so, but we're not.
Cool.
Wouldn't be a problem if we were.
No. It's because we joke like that people think we're gay.
I don't know.
No, but no, maybe. For the record, we're not gay.
Who knows?
Ryan, stop it. Stop. All right, here's one. It says, at Super Mega, if you had to kill one person from Game Grumps, who would it be? Vernon. Yeah, definitely Vernon.
Okay. Would you consider live streaming regularly, possibly in the future?
Yeah, live streaming is something we've wanted to do since, like, we started the channel. We've just never gotten around to it, but it's something we do want to do still.
Yeah, I think we're going to probably try to get a few more things off the ground for Super Mega, and then we're going to start with live streaming.
Yeah.
So look forward to that, I guess.
Woo!
Maybe.
Woo!
Okay. Opinions on Cookout? Do they have it in South Carolina?
Dude,
I miss Cookout.
Cookout. Every time I go back to South Carolina, woo! It's like the blood coursing through my veins is Cookout.
It's Cookout and Waffle House are the two kind of late night places to go.
Oh my God. That is it. Every time I go to South Carolina, it's Waffle House and Cookout. Two incredible restaurants that makes me sad that the rest of the country doesn't have them. But I know Cookout won't spread to the rest of the country. It's only in the South because it's a very Christian restaurant. You know, they have
really?
Yeah, the cups have Bible verses on them.
Like, oh, wow.
Did you know Cookout was one of those restaurants?
No.
Like Chick-fil-A type?
I had no idea.
Like, they make incredible... It's like Chick-fil-A and Cookout. They're both those super Christian places. They make incredible food.
I wouldn't say, like, Cookout's food is incredible. But
dude,
like,
I love Cookout.
But it's like, in that moment, it's the best food you could possibly have at that time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. Yeah, perfect. It's so cheap, too.
Oh, yeah.
I got, like, myself and someone else a meal, and it was, like, $9 for the whole thing.
I like their quesadillas.
And that was just some questions from Twitter. If we didn't answer yours, oops.
Sorry.
Yeah, anyway. So, as you know, our podcast is back. And it's not the only thing that's back. There's something else that's back. What's back, Ryan? Or should I say, who's back, Ryan?
Ming.
The one, the only, the hot, juicy piece of ass Ming.
Cigarette?
Yeah, that's Ming.
Did I tell you what she told me?
What'd she tell you?
She was just like, hey, do you got anything for me? Like, and I'm like,
some penis?
I said, no. She just goes, come on, you like my dad. You give me stuff I ask for, right? I'm like, no.
She said that to you?
Yes.
Come on, you're like my dad. You give me stuff I ask for, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
her? I don't know. She just says weird shit. And
okay. So for those of you who don't know, let me give it some context. In episode 21 of Super Mega Cast, which this is episode 32, this was 4 months ago, we talked about a lovely lady named Ming who exists in an alleyway close to where we live, an alleyway that Ryan and I like to go to sometimes.
Frequent.
It's just a nice little spot, nice peaceful little spot.
To hang out and chill.
But, okay, so then there's this homeless woman that has started existing in the alleyway.
She just appeared.
I think she did, dude. I think she did.
She just started existing.
She warped in. She fucking warped in. Because she disappeared. Anyway,
she just zaps out of reality.
She's a homeless woman that does nothing but scream, take her shoes off and throw them, harass you. If you drive by in your car, she'll get right up, right up next to the car as you drive.
She gave you a creepy smile.
Oh, yeah. And she'll give you a creepy smile and, flail her arms out, behind her and start yelling. No matter what time of the day it is, we can drive by this alleyway at 2 a.m.
I've seen her chase after cars before.
Yeah, she's standing up and screaming to herself. But we talked about her in episode.
I sent you a Snapchat from when I was on the roof zooming down.
Yeah, you were zooming in on her. Just what was she doing? She was doing sit-ups or something. I don't remember. But
she was. I'm remembering that now.
She was going up. I don't know. And I already I already know all the comments oh, she's a homeless woman. You're making fun of a homeless person? Fuck you. It's no, we're telling stories about the encounters we've had with this specific woman who also happens to,
What are you going to, what are they going to do? Take her in? Hey, anybody that wants to take in me.
Yeah, and you're not even doing anything for homeless people right now. Do you donate? No, probably, or maybe you do. I don't know.
There's going to be one person that goes, I donate, and I speak for everyone in the comment section.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, Ming disappeared shortly after we made the podcast about her, which was episode 21. Mm-hmm. She just vanished out of the alleyway because we saw the cops lurking on her a few times.
Oh yeah.
But just one day she was just gone.
We saw him walking up to her one time.
Yeah. 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 She was just gone one day and we're like, oh, I guess she's roamed off somewhere else, but she'll be back. Next day she's gone. Next day she's gone. And after a couple weeks go by and we're like, wow, have you seen Ming? No, I haven't. Her name is Ming. We didn't come up with that. Another homeless person told Ryan that her name was Ming. So, yeah, anyway, we're just like, oh, she's gone.
The homeless guy that sang to me, that likes to sing to me.
The guy that said, can I sing you a song? And also asked if you had crystal meth.
Yep.
And said that he was high on meth.
Yes.
All right. We got a good group of friends, don't we?
We do.
No, but Ming, those people aren't around unless Ming's around. She brings them, and that's the problem. She brings, big groups of, really loud, harassing people.
It's mainly her, though. She's, not even leader. She's kind of their mascot.
Yeah.
She's more of a mascot.
Yeah, like a poster child for these guys. But anyway, she was gone for a few months. So I guess Ryan, we eventually forgot about her completely. The only time I ever thought about her was when I would go through our videos and see the title Ming. And I'm like, oh yeah, Ming. So I'm assuming what happened was she went to jail.
Yeah.
She was in jail for a few months. And then just recently, a week or two ago, we're driving through the fucking alley. And who's there? Ming, just back at her old spot. And we're just, no way. Is that her? And we drive by and we knew it was her because she immediately starts making faces and doing shit with her arms. We're like, it's her. Yeah, she was yelling at her.
But she doesn't say word. Okay, maybe she does.
That one time.
Where you get away with your
There's that one time she just yelled, I ain't got no love for this city.
I know.
That was so deep.
I ain't got no love for this city!
And Ryan and I just looked at each other and we're just like, damn, wow, that's deep.
But there's a new member to the crew.
There is a new member to the crew. Actually, I've only seen him once.
I've seen him a while. He's starting to bike more around our area.
All right.
He rides a little bike, it looks like a...
He rides a little bike?
He does!
That fits with...
a small little bike.
All right, so this guy, this is another guy.
It's kind of like a teen bike, you know what I mean?
Like a young bike.
Yeah.
A young bike. He looks like a clown without makeup. He's bald, except these two big fucking poofs of hair on each side of his head. And he's short, like Danny DeVito kind of looking.
He wears like...
He's terrifying.
He wears very baggy pants, and his name right now is Bozo.
Well, yeah, we just call him
we don't
Bozo.
Know his name yet. I'm not going to call him just some homeless guy. I'm going to give him a name.
Yeah, but get, so have a little respect. Give him a name.
Yeah, so far, dude, if he rides by me, I'd be like, hey, man, be like, hey, dude, what's up? And then I'll just ask for his name, and then we'll have it.
Honks his nose and speeds off on his little kid's bike. Just, I didn't know he rode a children's bike, and that's something that clowns do. You know,
his name's Bozo. He does when you said you were like, you were like, what did you say? You asked me a question.
Okay, you were out in the alleyway, and I was driving somewhere, and I drove by, and I saw you, and you like you kind of like motioned over, like, look, they're all over there. And I drove by, and as I drove by, Ming put her face really close to the car and yelled something, and then I saw Bozo. Well, I saw this guy. And I said,
his name's Bozo.
Yeah, I mean, you came up with Bozo. It fits.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to call him the clown. But I drove by and he looks at me with this kind of weird, creepy face. And then I called you right after while you were still like 20 feet from them. And I said, Ryan, who's that clown ass looking guy?
Like, you're like, who's the clown with me? Who's the guy that looks like a clown?
Because he looks like a clown.
And it took me a minute to realize. I look over and I'm like, oh, he does look like a clown.
You know what else it is? He's got a very round, jolly little face.
Yes.
Like, it's a very plump little round face. And dude, his nose. He's got a round little, like, cherry nose. So it's like a perfect, like,
He looks like one of the guys that if he was lower middle class, gained a little bit of weight, he'd be a perfect mall Santa. Because he has that, like, kind of round nose.
He's too young right now,
big
though.
Big cheeks.
Yeah, but he does have that round nose, big cheeks, for sure. And it looks like you just walk up one day and just give him a little honk, and like little, like maybe flowers would like come out of his jacket or like
spray water at us. What spray up? Ming's piss water at us.
That's my piss. What are you doing, dude? I ain't got no love for these titties.
What was that? What was she throwing around that one time?
Fucking gummy snacks.
She was throwing around a bunch.
She had a box of like one of those
Welch's
Costco
bummy. She had a box of Welch's gummy snacks.
Yeah, it was like one of. It wasn't Welch's. It was like one of those like Costco Kirkland value packs of gummy snacks.
Like a Costco like big pack. Yeah, how would she have a Costco membership?
I don't know, dude. Like, she might not have nothing except a Costco membership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop coughing while I'm talking.
Fuck off.
But she had this big fucking box of fruit snacks, which, no, did she eat them? No, she didn't eat them. She ripped them all open and threw them all over the ground, which cars drive over. So we just go out one day and there's like a trillion little red dots all over the ground because she like, and she always puts shit out for cars to run over.
Dude.
What?
I just thought of something that I forgot until now. One time I was out in the alley just chilling, maxing, relaxing, looking all cool. And I look over and where Ming is sitting, there's like, this little, it looks like a little kid drink. I'm like, what is she drinking? Because she was gone.
We check out her spot every now and then when she's not there because it's always got something interesting.
So I'm just, we never fuck with shit. We always just look.
No, I don't touch it.
Yeah. So we respect her space. So I was looking around and it wasn't a drink. It was like bubbles, like blowing bubbles. It's not, she wasn't, of course, drinking it, but she.
Are you sure about that?
But she was, I guess, playing with bubbles. Then I looked inside. There were like three kind of burnt up kind of cigarette butts and then like a joint.
Dude.
In a thing of bubbles. And there were still like bubbles in there. And it had the little thing that you use to blow the bubbles.
Yeah, that's a Ming
so
cocktail.
So she wasn't ditching that shit. That's a Ming cocktail.
You ever had one? Yeah, but
gotta put a little herb in that.
I just remember one time we went over there at nighttime and no one was around, but there was a big fucking, do you remember there was a massive splatter on the wall? Like a big orange splatter?
Yes.
Like a Nickelodeon logo splatter? like the Nickelodeon logo on a wall. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That's a Nickelodeon intro. It's just Ming just fucking water balloon shitting onto the wall. Just a big smack and splat.
It's like, Nick, I ain't got no love for this city! And it shows the logo. But like, Bozo the Clown pops up.
There was caution tape in her area one time.
Oh, when she disappeared. Yeah. When she finally disappeared. The last time we ever saw her. The day after she disappeared.
There's a shit ton of trash.
And a bunch of caution tape. Just like police tape wrapping off her area. And now she's back. And I don't know, she had to have gotten out of jail and then just come back. That's all I can think.
She escapes jail and always goes to the same alleyway. And the cops are like, we'll give her a few days. Just
yeah, then
her.
We'll go get her. We'll let her bother those YouTube guys.
I'm not trying. Okay, the best way I can describe Ming, I guess the way she looks like, she really does. She looks and acts like Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black.
I haven't seen. Oh, yeah, I have. That is her. Oh, my God.
Right?
That's her.
Like this. Yeah, like. like her movements and just kind of like the way she talks and shit.
She's casting spells out there, dude. I'm telling you right now.
But yeah, sorry, I made that connection. Like, oh, who does she remind me of? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Ming is a character, and I guess we'll start giving weekly updates on our podcast about her, so make sure you keep tuning in. Part of me really wants to,
piece of shit. Sorry, what?
Part of me really wants to, like, next time we see her, I kind of want to interview her, like, with like, my phone or something, and then, like, premiere it on the podcast.
I've talked to homeless people before. You can get interesting conversations, but she's the type that just doesn't want a conversation. She just wants to...
She wants a cigarette, she wants
a cigarette, she wants sometimes a lighter.
Sometimes a kiss. She wanted a kiss that one time, remember? And you gave her a big kiss right on the lips?
Yeah, I said, no cigs, but I'll give you a kiss.
And she said, all right! But that's Ming for you. I'm excited for... future encounters with her. We'll make sure no matter whatever happens with Ming, we'll keep you guys updated. But speaking of other like people, we had some problems in our apartment with like my shower was leaking.
No, dude, tell the story when the guy was coming in to fix our shit.
That's what I am.
Okay.
That's the story I'm telling. Like my sink was leaking, my shower was leaking, our AC wasn't working quite right, so we had to call the maintenance guy. And he was like coming. He's like, I'll be there later in a few days or so.
That's what he said.
In a few days or so. So one morning we wake up, we're getting ready for work. And like I get up and I'm getting dressed and I hear like, I thought it was because every morning Ryan has to go take his dog out to use the bathroom. So I hear the door open and I thought it was Ryan. Sorry.
God, why do you throw up in your mouth?
I'm burping because I'm drinking this. So I hear the door open. I'm in my room with the door shut, and I hear the front door open, and I think that it's Ryan coming back in with his dog. So I was like, you're gay! Loudly. And I heard, like, kind of a muffled, like, response, and I thought it was Ryan just doing, like, a goofy, maybe a goofy Middle Eastern voice. So again, I went, you're gay! And that's just when I hear, I'm here to fix the sink! And I'm just like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I called our maintenance guy gay twice, and then he responded the first time, and then I called him gay again.
He was unbuckling his pants going,
oh, yes, I'm here for the service.
Are you fucking our maintenance man?
And the conversations we have on this podcast.
How long do you think you could hide the fact that you're fucking the maintenance man from me? Like, well, you're fucking him every week.
I wouldn't fuck
times.
A man in to begin with.
No, but I'm saying if
I had to, it would be our maintenance man.
Yeah. How long do you think you could keep that a secret from me being your roommate?
I'd just wait until you're gone, and I'd just put in a service request, and he would service me.
How do you know that I wouldn't come back and walk in?
I would just act, oh, he's just here to fix the sink.
But he'd be naked, and you'd be fucking him.
You're not going to walk in on me fucking the maintenance
man. How do you know? Like, the door is probably going to be unlocked.
I would lock my bedroom door if I was planning on having sex with another man in my room.
Why? Then my question would be, why are you in your room with the door locked with the maintenance man?
Do you ever try to open my door handle when I'm in my room and the door's shut? So you wouldn't know it's locked.
No, but why would you close yourself up with the maintenance man in the first place?
Oh, fuck, that's a good point. I don't know. Maybe I would just have to...
Just hide him in your closet until I go into my room and then you just tell him to leave?
Yeah, and just be like, oh yeah, he's been here the whole time. Dude, I'm gonna start putting in service requests, like fake maintenance requests under your name, so he's coming like every single day.
He comes at like 6 in the morning.
Like, I'm gonna put some crazy, like, I'm gonna start hitting on him, like, as your name, like, we're putting like little, like, flirty little, like, things in the maintenance request, like, pipes need plumbing. It's hope like you can take a look, winky face.
It's like, you can come in if you want. I'll be sleeping. You'll know it's my room because there'll be a red rose planted at the base of the door.
And just start fucking with you and you don't even know I'm doing this.
No.
But then every time
we get evicted because of sexual harassment.
Every time you guys see each other, he would just feel very uncomfortable. And you would have no idea.
No.
You just have no idea that in this man's mind, you're a homosexual that's coming on to him and trying to, like...
My kind smile would come across as a ravenous homosexual.
Like, you know it, and I know it too, type of thing.
Yeah.
And you could just be like, come on in and fix my shower. I might take a shower while you're fixing it to make sure it works. Don't worry about seeing my private parts.
I don't mind.
And then finally, I'll just put one in, it's like, I need you to stuff my pipes. And he'll just be like, what if like one day he actually, what if I did this and he shows up and tries to fuck you?
God, what if he, what if he shows up in like a little tuxedo and shit? He's
like a little,
and he hands me a card and it goes, I like you. Do you like me? Check yes, check no.
No, what if
there's a little one that like you can barely see that says maybe because he just wants a definite answer.
Ryan, you're going to be in your room one day and he's going to be like messing with your AC and like
wake up to him stroking my cock.
No, it's going to be you're going to keep making eye contact with him like over and over. And it's going to be like, why do we keep making eye contact? And finally, like he's going to finish like fixing the pipe and slowly turn to you and just be like, hey. And then like he starts unbuckling his pants because he thinks you're ready. So he just starts undoing his pants and, like, getting ready to, like, fuck you. And then, like, you would just be so shocked, wouldn't you?
Would I be shocked if our maintenance man came in to do a job and then tried to fuck me? Would I be surprised by that? No, yes. Of course not.
I mean, that's
what is there
like
to be surprised about?
I mean, it's kind of the routine, you know, thing that happens.
They say you wish upon a star.
I made a wish and it did come true. I wish the maintenance man would come fuck me every now and then when he's fixing the shower or the air conditioning.
Cleaning?
Is he a woman, though?
Yeah. Well, I thought that when he said, like, I'm here to fix the sink or whatever, I thought that it was you doing, ooh, like, a dumb voice like that.
I can feel a shit a-brewing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gotta take a shit?
Soon.
Soon.
Now's not the time.
Coming soon, Ryan shit out of his ass into the toilet.
Girls take nasty shits, dude.
Girls do take shits. That's something that's always overlooked in history. That girls take shits.
Yep.
It's something that no one talks about.
Nope.
No one talks about girls taking shits.
All right, so back at it again.
Yeah, dude, with, you know,
the white friends.
We should have called ourselves that, the white friends. That should have been the name of our channel. The white friends. But you know what's, I saw something this week I didn't know existed. It was just, I didn't know there's a video of Epic Lloyd reacting to Damn Daniel. So I'd just like to
you
share that.
Screen cap that.
So yeah, it's Epic Lloyd and Nice Peter reacting to Damn Daniel. And it's like, wow, doesn't get any better than this as far as in terms of content and making good content.
I just imagine there's the picture in some article and under it is the caption. It would just be like, here we see Epic Lloyd enjoying a good laugh while watching the classic Damn Daniel Vines.
Yeah, I could just see it's like a Time magazine write-up and it has the picture of them watching. And it's like YouTube sensations, Epic Lloyd, left, and Nice Peter, right,
enjoying watching kids make joke.
Reacting to high schoolers making funny meme.
Yeah.
Just like, oh man, I love that name, Epic Lloyd. Remember that time? Like, I don't know why his name is so funny to me. Just Epic Lloyd. It's just a bald dude.
Because it's epic.
Dude, it's Epic Lloyd. I got nothing against them. I used to love Epic Rap Battles of History when I was younger, so.
Epic Lloyd sounds like a straight-to-DVD movie about an alien or something, doesn't it?
It's Epic Lloyd. Dude, Epic Lloyd. And then they make a spin-off cartoon that's also straight-to-DVD, and you see it, like, once on the clearance rack at a dollar store and never again.
But they can't call it the same thing, so it's called, like, Lloyd and Mars.
That was a TV show, Lloyd in Space.
Lloyd in Space. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? It's a TV show.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Lloyd in Space.
Forgot about that.
Dude.
I was talking about this with a Ding Dong a while back, because Ding Dong's all into all that old shit, so. Just talking about Lloyd in Space.
Because he's like 50 years old, Ding Dong.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's ahead of the times.
Remember the art kind of was off-putting.
It was kind of like Space Doug, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly. You know, they remember the Dilbert show? Do you remember they made a show about Dilbert?
Dilbert?
You know Dilbert, the comic strip in the newspaper about
I never knew he had a show.
Yeah, they made a TV show back in, like, 99 that was just panned, apparently. Had a really good theme song, though.
Dilbert, Dilbert. 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 Dilbert.
That's good, dude. I wish, I like Dilbert. Well, I like the theme of Dilbert. I don't know what I'm fucking saying. I like Dilbert, but it's not entertaining to me. But I like it.
What?
It's not entertaining. It's like, it's a comic strip made for like
45-year-old. But you appreciate it?
I don't think it's funny, but I like it because of the character. Mm. I don't know, dude. I don't know how to explain that. It's like, I enjoy it. I enjoy reading it, but it's not entertaining to me. It's like made for 45-year-old businessmen. It's like Dilbert says, oh no, we're out of toner, and then middle-aged man can laugh because he says, I work an office job and this is relatable to me. Someone finally gets me. I'm so glad Dilbert gets me. And it's so relatable because my tie also does the thing Dilbert's tie does, and my dog talks to me.
Sad.
Yeah, dude.
There should be a live-action Dilbert movie where it's about Dilbert, but he is obsessed with a Dilbert of his universe. Isn't that... That's just, like, something Dilbert would do.
Yeah, it's fucking Dilbert, dude. You know Dilbert would pull that kind of shit. Dilbert's the kind of guy that, like, he would invite you over to play Minecraft, and then you just end up sucking his penis or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we hope you enjoyed this return episode of the Super Mega Podcast, a.k.a. Super Mega Cast. We love recording these. We're so glad to be doing it again. We hope you don't miss the talking show too much. And we hope you guys really sincerely enjoy the content that we are making and is coming out soon. We have a lot of good stuff ready to be shot directly at you to enjoy. And so
bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.